I am solo today, and I will tell you that Mayor Justin Bibb and I had a Salt and Vinny's moment earlier today. I never thought I'd be able to say this, but I walked into, good God, my Lodi showing. I walked into a popular local restaurant today to pick up my order, and I saw there's just a jacked dude. He's like 5'7", but he's all of like 330. And the man, you understand, I'm a broad human being. I know it's not the fat thing even. I have wide shoulders, and I'm also a tall guy. This dude is like probably another half foot wider than I am, and he's 5'7". And I knew him from somewhere, but I couldn't place him, right? I don't know if you guys have that, but it's not face blindness. I'm just forgetting people. And it's not helping that half of my friends from high school or college have now gotten married and their names are changed. So it's like, oh, it's this person. And I'm like, I know somebody with a first name, but that can't be them because the last name's wildly different. So aging is hitting me, all right, as you heard from half of my mispronunciations to start a Friday show. Well, anyways, I'm sitting there, and I step back, and there's an awkward thing. When you're a big guy, there's an awkward thing of, it's like the Ricky Bobby thing, I don't know what to do with my hands, in that I don't know what to do with my massive body. And so I try to find a spot that is off the beaten path. Because when normal-sized people encounter a Shrek as in like a small and enclosed space, like in a restaurant, you can see that they can't do the math, and so you have to do the math for them. So I try and counteract that by just moving to a quiet, desolate place where no human could possibly want to stand. And so I'm there, sitting in silence, waiting for my awesome food. It was awesome today. And there's a small aisle. I'm giving away tons of clue where I was today, but I don't want to enrage the sales staff on a Friday by giving away free promotional activity here. But all of a sudden, it's the mayor, and he's walking down this very slim aisle. And it took me a minute, again, old, decrepit, aging is not great, but it took me a minute, and we locked eyes. It was full Salt and Vinny's, full Salt and Vinny's, just two dudes looking into each other's eyes, not a care in the world. And I noticed that he knew who I was before I realized who he was. And I knew because there was a look of, I don't like you. And there was a look of, there was, you know that thing where you see somebody who you weren't expecting to see, who maybe you're not a fan of, and you almost have like a slow played step? You're walking in a specific stride, then you see them, and it's like a half beat extra in between steps? That happened. And so immediately I picked up the, I think he might have heard the things they've been saying about the good mayor. And my criticisms of him as a performative politician and less of a effective politician, although this is not a political statement, somehow. And immediately I grinned because I got to be honest with you guys, knowing somebody doesn't like you or maybe somebody is mad at you or whatever, noticing that kind of brings me joy. Like, I love when I'm out and about, I love seeing all of you guys. You guys are so respectful in front of my family. I appreciate that. But when I know somebody sees me, there's always like an extra like half beat of them looking like, is that fat ass from radio? Right? Is that the loud one, the other loud one, or maybe the first loud one, or the loudest one? However you classify me. And then there's like a smile like, oh, it's Nick. There's another way people react, though, about 10% of the time. And it is that mother you know what. And I do find a little too much enjoyment from it. That's what I got from the mayor today. And immediately, I got Amish-style shunned. He immediately turned his shoulders to look out the window, talk to his body man, and just never looked again in my general direction. So I got that going for me. But we'll always have the Salt and Vinny's, won't we? We'll always have them. Just two guys, eye to eye, just on a Friday, just seeing where it goes. Now, that being said, we're going to see where it goes on Sunday. That's called a segue, folks. That's why they pay me. Now, I actually kind of had a come to Jesus moment, or maybe it's a come to Jameis moment. Maybe that's a better way to put this. In the way that I've thought about this entire situation, because something that I've pointed to all week, but have not been able to fully put into words, is the fact that I think a lot of people's reaction to Jameis Winston's big game against Baltimore really had nothing to do with Jameis Winston. I think it had everything to do with Deshaun Watson. And what I mean by that is, I think you could have thrown out there just about anybody, right? From Joe Flacco to Joe Schmo, right? To Jameis Winston to Jameson Whiskey. You could have thrown anything out there on the field. And if it performed reasonably well, they could come out and hey, Jameson Whiskey, what are your thoughts on, you know, how you played? And they could do like scat.
Yes, they're delicious, magically delicious.
Which is the most annoying form of musical interpretation, like ever. I've never heard somebody scat in a song and I've been like, this is great. Please, more of this. Kind of made the Doors a little unbearable for like half a song once. It's a great song, Roadhouse Blues. Listen to it. However, my point is that like all of a sudden, the world is a Browns fan again. And what made me realize it was actually Mike Florio's write-up on something that happened that was an obvious plant by the Browns PR. It has to be. Because at some point this week, Jameis Winston was asked, hey, is this real? Are you a real person? And it was all in line with the pregame speeches, which everyone can see. There's just there's a performative thing. That's the word of this segment and maybe the word of the day. But everyone can see. Just a little weird. Just a little, you know, and sometimes, by the way, when it hits, man, people eat that bleep up. When it doesn't, you're like, is this dude serious? And so anyways, Pro Football Talk, who his really gone out of their way since Jameis. I went back and looked at this. Mike Florio specifically has written more about Jameis Winston since March. And again, he's the backup here. Than he had in the previous 5 years. And by the way, some of those things included chiding Jameis for being out of shape. Included wondering about Jameis's proclivities off the field, whether it's Uber drivers or crab legs or what have you. And taking, not so thinly veiled shots at Jameis Winston. Now, in fairness, Mike has also been pretty supportive from talking about the league's perspective and getting ahead of suspensions and stuff. So it's not like Mike has been anti-Jameis. But I went back and read everything that Mike Florio... I didn't have anything to do this morning, by the way, if you can't tell. But I read everything that Mike Florio wrote about Jameis since coming to Cleveland. And I went back and watched a horde of videos where he's discussed Jameis when he was the starter in New Orleans or when he was on his way out in Tampa Bay. Going all the way back to when he was getting ready to be drafted back in late 2014, early 2015. And the effusive praise that Mike Florio has bestowed upon Jameis Winston. And I really do think it was highlighted in a write-up that Florio did on Jameis, where Jameis said, bro, listen, this is who I am. The exact line is, Jameis Winston is exactly what the Browns needed. He's the perfect antidote to the Deshaun Watson era, which is over for now and possibly good. Winston is always authentic. You sure about that? Always entertaining. Not necessarily for good reasons. Especially during pregame speeches, he was asked by reporters on Wednesday whether he rehearses them. And so it is this basically, it feels as if, the question itself felt like a plant. Hey, are you genuine in those pregame speeches? Are those rehearsed? No, everything I do is authentic. But it really made me realize that so much of the positive press on Jameis are the same people who kind of refuse to write anything at all about Deshaun, or who refuse to write anything positive about Deshaun. And that shouldn't surprise any of us. But it got me thinking about statute of limitations, because I think we're in the love bubble right now. I think we are in the honeymoon period with Jameis, where everything's good vibes, caviar, and puppies and kittens and rainbows. And that made me wonder how long that's going to stick around. Because I think when we've talked about this one or two times this week, every time I've been like, you sure you like Jameis? And like, again, I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I enjoy a lot of what he brings to the table. And I'll be honest with you, I listen to every press conference because it's fun. And as somebody who likes fun, having press conferences that are entertaining for good or bad reasons, and sometimes with Jameis, it's a little bit of both. I'm here for the fun of this. But I think there's a lot of people buying stock into Jameis Winston simply because he's not Deshaun. And I think they're missing the point that at some point it will be about football. Fortunately, on Sunday, it was the good and the good. It was Jameis in the pregame stuff and all the positive things about Jameis. And the dude threw for 300 yards. We like that. One day, you might get the positive Jameis stuff in a bad performance. And I think that's going to be looked at a different light. Maybe not this weekend, but at some point. 216-474-0092. Jason Pinkston, former Browns offensive lineman, joins us at 3:20. Doug LaMaurice, Kings of the North on YouTube, coming up at 4 p.m. We'll get his thoughts on the Ryan Day Wars, which have now erupted in Columbus and on 92.3 The Fan as well. Chris Fedor, Cleveland.com. We'll talk the Cavs fast start with him at 4:40. Darrell Ryder at 6 o'clock, as he usually joins us on Friday's show. But this is not meant as an indictment on Jameis. It is more that I'm fascinated at the positivism, as I've said before, the positivity of coverage on Jameis. And I think about 62% of it is he's just not Deshaun Watson. And I don't know that that lasts for the rest of this season. At some point, it'll be about football. That might be this weekend. 216-474-0092 at Nick Wilson says on X, social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Do you love Jameis Winston? Or do you love that Jameis isn't Deshaun? More on that next on 92.3 The Fan.